Welcome to the Mexico Gallery. I'm Dr. Diego Cooper, the head of the Americas section of the British Museum. Created in 1994, this gallery is actually the only permanent gallery to be a diorama or architecturally created space within the museum. If you look up, you can see the vaulted roof of a Mexican temple. The idea here is that you are part of the landscape, and on display are the cultures of ancient Mexico. It begins with the Olmec of the Gulf Coast of Mexico, the earliest Mesoamerican culture, dating back more than 3,500 years. It's often referred to as developing the earliest artistic traditions in Mesoamerica. Many of the anthropomorphic or human forms display cranial modification and animal traits. And this is a theme that's continued throughout the gallery, how humans can transform and morph into different animals. Working clockwise around the room, the next stop is the classic Veracruz culture that flourished just north of the Olmec heartlands. This culture maintains strong links with the large city-states of the Maya and Teotihuacan, also in display throughout the room. Trade and interrelationships is something which is absolutely crucial to this gallery. Although they might appear distinct, some of these cultures, there are actually lots of interrelationships between them through time. The Maya, for example, span thousands of years right up to today. In fact, the indigenous Maya is one of the largest surviving indigenous populations anywhere in the world. Some of the most iconic objects in the room are the turquoise mosaics in the central case. These objects come from the great Aztec culture of the central highlands of Mexico. In fact, the capital of the Aztecs, Tenochtitlan, is directly beneath the modern-day capital of Mexico City. These objects are not only aesthetically beautiful, they tell a very interesting story about the trade and exchange routes of the Aztecs, because this turquoise, in fact, comes from the southwest of modern-day United States. It was objects like these turquoise mosaics coming back to Europe in the 1500s that transformed European perceptions of indigenous cultures from the Americas. The exquisite artistic traditions and very sophisticated skills required to make them transformed how people thought about these peoples. I really liked the group of Huastec sculptures on the plinth. The Huastec culture emerges in the Gulf of Mexico around 1,100 years ago, but it's conquered by the Aztecs in the middle of the 15th century. So here in the gallery, you have that relationship played out. The Huastec represented by these beautiful human figures on the plinth, looking across the gallery to the turquoise mosaic objects of the Aztecs. It's understanding the ways in which these cultures lived together and interacted over long periods of time that is the key to understanding the great stories we can learn from ancient Mesoamerica.